putting.
You know, Eric, this is a story that hasn't been told for a number of years, but somehow in sharing this story about the lady in Finland and how God will appear, you know, anywhere manifest at the call of his lover, reminds me of a story from many years ago about Eduardo Nunes when he was living in New York, and they used to have Baba meetings at the house. And one day, a tall man, black man, I believe, came to the door. It had been advertised, you know, for free open meetings. But usually it was just a very small group. Not too many new people came. And one day this man came into the meeting, and they didn't know who he was. They said, come on in. And they're telling Baba stories, you know, how they came to know about Baba. And at the very end of the meeting, this tall man says, well, would you like to know how I found out about Meher Baba? And then he tells this story, which maybe is a little circuitous, but reminds me of it, how whatever our faith, whatever our religion is inconsequential when the soul's right, just like you were saying. So the man tells this story that he is a devout Muslim, and even though he lives in America, and most devout Muslims have to pray five times a day, and you face Mecca and you do your prayers, and you do them in a special prescribed manner, right? They stand, then you kneel, then you bow down, then you kneel, then you, I mean, there's a specific order. And having a job in New York, it was very hard for him to do this five times. So he told God that, will you forgive me? I can't manage five times, even though I know it's prescribed, but I'll pray to you twice with all my heart in the prescribed manner, in the morning, before I go to work, and when I come home. So one day at night, he's at home. He's come back from work, and he has a special little altar area that's facing Mecca in his apartment, and he starts doing his prayers. And in his prayers, when he comes to the part where he's bowing down to Mecca, he suddenly feels a kick in his rump, in his bottom, dome. And he can't understand who would dare to disturb him in his prayer in such a rude manner.
And being a Muslim, he got so wild, you know.
And so at first he's like holding it, and he thinks it must be a mistake, and he sort of bows down again. Same thing happens. So he turns around. And what does he see but this figure in a white sadra with long hair, like that ancient one photo that's going around. And that figure says to him, I'm not there, I am here. And then disappears. But it was such a shocking thing to him because he really felt this figure was God.
Disappears into thin air?
Disappears into thin air. So now his whole mind is like divided and not knowing what to do. So he's going on the freeway to work. He gets out. He gets on a bus to finish his journey. And suddenly, in New York City, he sees this van, like a Volkswagen van. And there's this figure, same figure that he saw in his own apartment. You know that other picture of Baba where he's sort of like this? He has a long sadra, long hair. Looks like Jesus, I mean, very beautiful. He sees this figure standing, it seems, in the back of a van, stopped at a stoplight. He jumps out of his bus and starts running to catch this van, which starts going because the light changes. He's running after it and says to the driver, who is that? Who's standing in your van? He goes, what? No one's standing in my van. No, no, the back of the van. And it turned out it was George McEwen, who had a huge cutout of Baba pasted on the back of his van, that picture. He says, well, who is this? I've had a vision of this person. Who is it? And he wrote down the address of Eduardo and Lisa at that time and their apartment to go to the Baba meeting. So that's how this devout Muslim found out about Meher Baba. I'm not there. I'm here.
Wow.